Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Raleigh, still seeing huge delays because of an earlier crash on I-40 that spread trash across both sides of the interstate. We'll get an update on the delays and the alternate routes.
And like yesterday, it's likely to be a breezy afternoon. I'll show you why we're windy again and how long this pattern sticks around.
Plus, we have breaking news out of Hollywood. We'll explain why production of your favorite TV shows or movies may be on hold for a while, starting at midnight in the overnight hours. That'll be a wild update to follow because that can shut down a lot of things that we enjoy on a daily basis. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A lot to get to on your Tuesday morning. Starting off pretty nice. Chilly again. Mm-hmm. A little chilly out there. Might need the jacket today. But otherwise, looking pretty good. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look over Rocky Mountain Mills this morning. Another place with plenty of sunshine.
Yeah, gorgeous here. Really, all the cameras that we look at look absolutely beautiful this morning with clear skies. Temperatures are chilly, mostly 40s and 50s. Right now, it's 47 degrees in the Triangle area. Our wind today will come out of the west. It's going to bump our temperatures to a low 70s. But tomorrow we get more of a northerly component to the wind, and that's going to drop our temperatures again. For today and tomorrow, we're going to see breezy conditions with winds today west gusting to 25 to 30 miles per hour. So it'll be a windy afternoon for us. Right now it's 47 in Durham and Raleigh. It's 55 in Fayetteville. It's 56 in Rocky Mountain, 54 in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, we jump into the mid 60s at lunchtime, and we'll see a high of 71 this afternoon. Lots of sunshine, but of course it will be breezy. Looking ahead, we now have a better chance for rain on Saturday. The newest runs of the computer models are showing more widespread rain for Saturday, and I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
802, a huge mess right now on the south side of Raleigh. I-40 around Avon Ferry Road, the site of a crash involving a truck that apparently was carrying trash, and we have a huge cleanup with all of that trash on both sides of the interstate. Laura Levine is at the scene, joins us live now for an update of what's going on out there, and I saw your video trying to creep through that traffic. It was a real mess.
Brian, we have finally made it here on the scene, and we have experienced what many people have experienced this morning, whether they were heading to work or anywhere else, going through this traffic. It took us an hour and a half just to get here, just a few miles here on I-40. Now what you see here is crews really working to clean up a lot of the trash. They're using everything from small bulldozers, brooms, to leaf blowers, even picking trash up by hand. We have here on the scene several dumpster trucks, and so they're placing all of that trash into the dumpster trucks, and they've made, again, a lot of progress. You can see one lane here open at the time as a lot of this traffic is trying to make its way through. This is all happening on I-40 near Avon Ferry, right under that overpass. It is unclear what caused this crash. That truck is heavily damaged. It was carrying a lot of this trash. When we drove past the accident, we saw the outer layer of that vehicle completely gone. So it was a pretty bad crash. It's unclear if that truck ran into the bridge or hit another vehicle. So we are working to get more information about what led up to the crash and also how that driver is doing. Right now, it's unclear if that person has any injuries. So again, if you are in this traffic jam, you're going to be stuck here for a while, but it looks like they are making great progress cleaning it up. And what I also want to mention too is the trash isn't just on this area you're seeing here. It's scattered across both sides of the interstate. So the other side of the interstate also experiencing some backup and delays, but they are working to get this cleaned up as soon as possible. Brian, we're going to stay here on the scene and keep you updated on how things are looking.
All right, great information there. Thanks very much for that live update. Laura, we'll keep checking in with you through the rest of the morning newscast here. I want to zoom into this area and show you the kinds of backups that we are seeing. Of course, that is one of the busiest sections of I-40 during the morning commute. We've got heavy delays on both sides of 40 approaching that area. Tryon Road is in terrible shape right now from the Walnut Street intersection all the way back toward Lake Wheeler Road. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth just texted me telling me that Dillard Drive also is in bad shape. That's showing up on the sensors. Looks like Jones Franklin Road is a mess in that area. US 1 northbound, really slow coming out of Cary. When you have a major road like that that is so badly backed up, you're going to have lots of spillover onto a lot of the roads approaching it. And as you take a look at those sensor readings on the westbound side of I-40, we're now looking at a backup of about an hour with those delays beginning around Hammond Road extending all the way out to beyond Gorman Street. So avoid using I-40 westbound and eastbound in South Raleigh if you can this morning. 440 is going to be your better option. option. It's going to save you some time, but you're still going to run into some delays. On that westbound side of 440, we are seeing a backup of about 10 to 15 minutes now as you head around from Poole Road to the Wade Avenue interchange. Just everyone using it as an alternate route, filling up those lanes. The eastbound side of 440 is in a little better shape, but if you're coming in from Durham and from the Morrisville area on 40 eastbound, we've got some heavy backups from around Aviation Parkway all the way through Harrison Avenue because of a crash reported right around the Wade Avenue interchange on I-40. So expect some delays through that area. We're also tracking some backups in West Raleigh on Western Boulevard. A crash reported around Kent Road, not too far from the Beltline, and then apparently a more serious crash around the Gorman Street intersection. Heavy delays in both directions of Gorman Street and the outbound side of Western Boulevard. So heading away from downtown Raleigh through the NC State campus, very heavy backups there beginning before you get to Pullen Park around Central Prison. So a slow ride through the NC State campus this morning on Western Boulevard.
Well, Brian, really couldn't pick a worse spot or timing for that trash spill. Fallen officers will be honored today in Cary, including Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd. Law enforcement and families plan to attend a service for Peace Officers Memorial Day. Today also marks 2 days since Deputy Byrd's killer escaped a jail in Virginia. The memorial will be at 10 o'clock this morning.
And breaking news out of Hollywood, thousands of writers are on strike for the first time in 15 years. The strike just went into effect at midnight, and writers plan to set up picket lines this afternoon. 11,000 film and television writers are on strike after a deal could not be reached with major studios. Issues have risen over pay and compensation as the industry shifts more into streaming. The strike means production of many television shows and movies could stop immediately. New episodes of some shows like Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon might be put on hold until the strike ends.
Today, Wake County Schools will vote on a proposed budget for the 2024 school year. Wake County Superintendent Kati Moore proposed a budget that requested more than $650 million from the county. And this comes on the heels of Wake County Manager David Ellis's proposed budget for 2024's fiscal year to the Wake County Board of Commissioners. That budget proposal totals $1.8 billion and includes significant investments in housing affordability, public safety, and child welfare. Today, there'll be more discussion on whether to change start times for high school and elementary school students in Wake County. Last month, school leaders asked parents, students, and staff about their opinions on the proposed changes. The survey found most high school parents were in favor of a 9:15 a.m. start, much later than they have. Elementary school parents prefer, though, keeping the exact start time they already have instead of moving it much earlier to that 7:25 start time. After today's review, the school board will talk about the potential next steps.
Today, some North Carolina Republicans are trying to advance a move that would ban children from undergoing any medical gender changes, even with their parents' consent. It's House Bill 808, which is also known as the Youth Health Protection Act. The proposed act would keep doctors from giving puberty blockers or administering any gender transition-related medical care for anyone under 18. The House Health Committee will discuss the bill at 10 o'clock this morning. Right now, it has the support of 12 GOP lawmakers. NC Republicans have filed 6 bills impacting transgender youth. We'll have much more on this coming up in about 10 minutes. And this morning, lawmakers will talk about a House bill that would relax concealed carry requirements here in North Carolina. The bill would make it legal for anyone to get a concealed carry permit, regardless if they've had training. People would also be able to carry a concealed weapon at a bar or other establishment as long as they have not been drinking. A discussion on this bill will happen at 11 o'clock this morning. We now know who the Carolina Hurricanes will face off against in the second round of the playoffs. The Canes will take on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow and Friday at PNC Arena for the battle for the Stanley Cup. The Devils eliminated the New York Rangers in Game 7 of their series last night. 4-0. That one hurt. Well, Fayetteville is adding to its list of parks. Coming up, the woman honored with the city's latest splash pad and plans for a new rec center.
Plus, why health experts are warning people about an active tick season as the weather heats up.
And our weather is cool and quiet for the next several days, but computer models that just came in are showing more rain in our forecast for Saturday. I'll show you what the timeline looks like coming up.
Thank you. At 8:09, we are staying on top of this breaking news on I-40 around Avon Ferry Road. That crash and the cleanup of trash around that area. We'll show you the alternate routes and get an update on that crash on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street coming up.
The time right now on your Tuesday morning doesn't get much better than this. Lewisburg, a live look. Good morning to you as you're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Just those blue skies. It is fantastic out there right now. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at what's ahead for us.
So we have a low that's sitting around the Great Lakes, and that is what's bringing us the windy conditions that we saw yesterday. We'll see it today and again tomorrow. It's also pushing some chilly air in, so our highs and our lows will stay below normal for the next several days. And I think the biggest news of all is the fact that we're going to see more rain over the weekend. This would be the ninth weekend in a row. It just seems crazy. It looked originally, a couple days ago, like Saturday would be fairly dry with rain just to our south. Now it looks like that rain is starting to lift northward in the brand new runs of the computer models. And so I'm going to walk you through that. First of all, enjoy the beautiful weather. It's going to be windy like yesterday. We can see the trees moving around here in Goldsboro. Apex looking gorgeous. There's a look at our Durham newsroom and Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill restaurant. There's that low that's circulating up around the Great Lakes. There's going to be some rain and snow up into New England. We are seeing a feed of some chilly air that moves into our area. We should climb up to around 70 today, but the normal high is in the upper 70s. So we'll be cooler than normal for the next several days. And then another system starts to take shape here across the Midwest. Originally, it looked like it might dive into Georgia and South Carolina, but the new runs of the computer models lifted a little farther to the north. So look at the change that we're seeing here. At 8 a.m. Saturday, we're seeing rain in the western part of the viewing area, and then it continues to slide across the region. The farther north and east you go, the less rain we'll see. But looking at some pretty good coverage of the viewing area during the day Saturday, and that's 5 p.m. Saturday. It does look like Sunday the system slides offshore and becomes a coastal low. But the big question is, will it pause there or is it going to run up the coast on Sunday and bring us some more showers? This version of Futurecast shows it hanging out off the coast, but we'll see if it gets picked up and moves northward. If so, we'll have to add rain to Sunday as well. So 50% chance of rain on Saturday. It's looking like good coverage across most of the viewing area for a good chunk of the day. Of course, Komen Race for the Cure and so many events, Ham and Yam, Apex Peak Fest. A lot of things happening on Saturday. It does look like we'll see some scattered showers and temperatures in the mid-50s in the morning up through early afternoon. Of course, we're proud sponsors of Komen Race for the Cure. One thing that is positive news is our pollen counts have started to drop for trees. It's medium instead of high, and it's low for trees and grasses. We will see some cool temperatures, as I mentioned. Boy, tomorrow morning, Thursday, Friday morning, our morning lows are going to be in the mid-40s. Friday looks like a nice day at 71. Of course, Saturday looks wet, at least on and off, and then we start to warm up on Monday. 79, Brian.
Here at 8:16, Elizabeth, we are still following this breaking traffic news in South Raleigh with this crash on I-40 at the Avon Ferry Road Bridge, and the cleanup continues. Couple of live pictures for you here from our crews on the scene. This is on the Avon Ferry Road Bridge looking down at the scene from I-40, and you can see where we have a lot of people working out there to get all of this cleared up. They brought out some equipment, putting all of that trash in those trailers, trying to haul it off. And then from the side of I-40 westbound right there at the bridge, you can see that work continuing there. Traffic is getting by, but we are seeing some big backups in both directions of I-40 this morning. Take a look at the sensors here on our map, and you can see heavy delays on the eastbound side of I-40 leaving Cary, beginning right around that Carytown Boulevard interchange through 440. And on the westbound side of I-40, we're seeing some heavy backups beginning around Hammond Road. Now, I do want to take a second here to talk about the other streets around I-40 that are getting backed up because people are seeking alternate routes, and we're seeing some ramp delays. Tryon Road from Lake Wheeler Road all the way up to the Jones Franklin Road intersection. Dillard Drive is badly backed up. Yates Mill Pond Road, very slow traffic heading up toward Tryon Road this morning. So they're in Southwest Raleigh. Expect heavy delays on a lot of those major roads. Westbound I-40 right now, still seeing that hour-long delay from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange heading toward Cary. Use 440 as your alternate route this morning. We are still seeing some heavy backups on the westbound side of 440. Those Those delays began around Poole Road extending through 87. Now looking at about 20 minutes of delays there. That's going to add up to probably overall about a 40-minute ride from the 440 interchange on the southeast side of Raleigh out to Wade Avenue. Still, you're going to save time over getting stuck in that traffic on the south side of Raleigh. Also, in the past couple of minutes, just to make the situation a little worse, we're getting reports of a crash on Wade Avenue around Blue Ridge Road, and we're seeing some heavier backups on that outbound side of Wade Avenue from 440 out to I-40, and still tracking the delays on 40 eastbound coming in from the airport and Cary because of that crash reported right around the Wade Avenue interchange. Some new information about this crash that we've been following on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street. Just got this picture from the scene from our general manager who's stuck in the traffic out there, and you can see where we have at least some lanes blocked on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street. Those delays on the westbound side of Western leaving downtown heading back toward the NC State campus begin around Boylan Avenue. So expect some big backups through there. Consider using Centennial Parkway maybe as an alternate route for you this morning.
Quite a mess out there this morning. Thanks, Brian. Well, today the North Carolina House will discuss a move that would make millions of families across the state eligible for a private school voucher. The Senate approved the bill last week that would eventually invest hundreds of millions more dollars toward the vouchers. WREL's Education Insider learned that Bill 823 would also take public money away from public schools. The measure has strong support from Republicans. However, many Democrats are against it.
Also happening today, a push to allow student athletes to make money off their talent in high school. Members with NC High School Athletic Association are considering a policy allowing young athletes to take part in name, image, and likeness, NIL, activities. The policy would permit cashing in on endorsement deals, advertising with local businesses, and autograph signings. Supporters like the idea of high school student athletes building their brand, but opponents say they should focus solely on academics. High school student athletes would be permitted to participate in NIL activities if this all goes through starting July 1st, and that is only if it gets approved by tomorrow.
The city of Fayetteville has a new splash pad just in time for the summer. City leaders held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on its 14th splash pad. This is at Mabel C. Smith Park yesterday. The park and new amenities are named after former city councilwoman Mabel Smith, who they honored at the ceremony. A groundbreaking ceremony was also held for a new recreation center that will be complete by the end of next year.
As the weather continues to warm up, you may want to take some extra precautions when going outdoors and playing in your yard. Krista Mayo explains why health experts are anticipating this year's tick season to be an active one due to the mild winter.
Scientists and doctors warn this year's mild winter could make for a more active tick season this spring and summer.
If there is not snow on the ground and the ground is thawed, chances are there are ticks about.
According to data collected by the National Institutes of Health, most adult ticks do well in temperatures at or above roughly 45 degrees and in areas with humidity of at least 80%.
It does look like having warmer winters does play a role in spreading tick-borne infections because the ticks will be out earlier and many more will have probably survived the winter.
Because some scientists say fossil fuel use is causing global temperatures to rise, the warming temperatures could be helping tick populations spread to new areas.
The black-legged tick, formerly known as the deer tick, they're now found in many more counties across many more states than a decade or two ago. The Lone Star tick. It normally was a tick that was found in the South, Texas, and southern states. Now we find it all the way up the Northeast coast, up into Maine, going up into the upper Midwest as well.
A bite from black-legged ticks can cause Lyme disease. Symptoms can include fever, muscle, joint pain, and chills. If left untreated, conditions can worsen to include heart problems. The CDC estimates nearly 476,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with Lyme disease every year. Ticks like living in areas with tall grass and trees. Health experts recommend spraying your clothes and hiking gear with bug spray, covering up exposed skin and wearing hats, and checking yourself for ticks before getting back into your car or house.
Just don't need a worse tick season, do we? That was Krista Mayo reporting.
Well, there are just four more days left before King Charles' coronation and Buckingham Palace. They're planning for the big day. The king will wear these historical pieces of clothing on Saturday, worn by previous monarchs at past coronations. They were worn as far back as 1821. During coronation services for King George IV, Charles will be crowned by the Archbishop of Canterbury in the coronation chair at Westminster Abbey.
Are you ready to have your best day ever? That is the theme for the 2023 North Carolina State Fair. This year's fair kicks off October 12th and runs through the 22nd. Discounted admission tickets will go on sale May 19th at the Got to Be NC Festival. And in July, we will learn more about the contests for this year's fair.
Okay, you have to see this video. A school principal in West Virginia gets quite a shock when just trying to take out the trash. Principal James Marsh unlocked the dumpster outside of the school when a dumpster diving bear pops out of the dumpster. Marsh says the bear must have trapped itself in there when it tried to grab a snack. The bear, as you saw, made a run for it, heading into the woods nearby. A teacher also made a run for it. Thankfully, nobody was hurt in all of this. But, I mean, it had the bear, you know, arm on there to lock the trash so they can't get in there. So who locked it and didn't look inside and, you know, there's a bear in there.
And that's no small bear either. He's going to get in wherever he wants to get in for that. 2 years after the height of the pandemic, researchers are now using the same technique used to track COVID spikes to detect illegal drug use now.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories, and we are following that crash on I-40 at Avon Ferry Road. Lots of trash fell into the roadway. Brian Schrader has what it looks like right now, Brian.
This is pretty much a traffic disaster on the southwest side of Raleigh, because not only do we have lanes closed on I-40 in both directions around the Avon Ferry Road Bridge, but a lot of people seeking alternate routes, and we're seeing some big congestion on Tryon Road, Dillard Drive, and other streets around that area. There's a look from the Avon Ferry Road Bridge down at the cleanup. All of that trash has to be cleared before they're able to reopen I-40 completely. And there's a look at some of those delays on the westbound side of I-40, heading away from Gorman Street out toward US 1 and 440. Let's take a look at our sensors and try to get you around this mess this morning as best we can. Zooming into the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound, looking at a delay of about an hour to make that trip from 440 out toward US 1. Use 440 as your alternate route in both directions, but you are going to run into some pretty heavy delays there. Also watching a crash on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street, seeing some huge delays on that outbound side, westbound side of Western Boulevard from Boylan Avenue clear on out to Gorman.
Well, I'm happy to say that the weather is nice and quiet. It is going to be windy like it was yesterday. We're starting to see the trees blowing around there in Goldsboro, but our skies are clear. Temperatures are a cool 52 in Lewisburg, 55 Fayetteville, 57 degrees now in South Hill. Going to be a nice afternoon for pickleball. We're going to climb up to 71 degrees. If you can't play until the evening, looking at mid-60s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Fallen officers will be honored today in Cary, including Wake County Deputy Ned Bird. Law enforcement and families plan to attend a service for peace officers Memorial Day. Today also marks 2 days since Deputy Bird's killer, 2 days escaped a jail in Virginia. The memorial will happen at 10 o'clock. We'll have more news on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, one of the worst traffic mornings we've had in a long time. Lanes closed in both directions of I-40 after a crash involving a truck that was carrying trash. We will update you on the cleanup and the alternate routes coming up.
Fallen officers will be honored today while the search for the man accused of murdering a Wake County deputy continues. The latest on the manhunt as it enters a third day.
And you know, yesterday was windy. We'll see it again today. I'll show you why our pattern remains windy and when it breaks down.
8:30 is the time right now on our Tuesday morning. I want to thank you for staying with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A little bit of a windy Dix Park behind us. You can see the trees moving around a little bit, but it's a nice day out there. Plenty of sunshine. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, what a nice morning for golf, huh?
A little bit breezy. Yeah, I don't think the wind affects your golf game, does it? Or maybe it does, you know, if you don't quite hit it where you want to. Just blame it on the wind, right? Plenty of folks out there enjoying the beautiful sunshine this morning there in Pinehurst at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 47 degrees in the triangle, so it is a cool start this morning, and it's going to be breezy like it was yesterday. We'll see winds gusting 25 to 30. We had a number of locations gusting yesterday at 25 to even higher than 30. The highest wind gust we saw all day was in Fayetteville at 38 miles per hour. So expect a repeat of that again today. Right now it's 55 in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, 50 in Roxboro, still holding on to upper 40s in the triangle, but that's going to warm up pretty quickly. We'll be mid-60s at lunchtime and into the low 70s this afternoon. The big story story of the morning is the new overnight runs of the computer models that bring more rain for Saturday. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
The big traffic story of the morning is the breaking news that we're following in South Raleigh on I-40 with a crash right around Avon Ferry Road involving a truck carrying trash, creating a huge mess this morning. Let's go live to Laura Levine, who is on I-40 westbound right there at the site of that crash. And Laura, it does look like traffic is flowing maybe a little bit better right behind you.
We are seeing some progress here. We're on the westbound side of I-40 here, and you can now see that they have opened up another lane. So before it was just this one lane where traffic was flowing. Now they have two lanes that are allowing traffic to pick up at a better pace here. They've been able to pretty much clean up the majority of the trash that was scattered across this portion of the interstate. You can see several different crews here with a lot of equipment. We're talking about dumpster trucks. They're using those small bulldozers. We've even seen leaf blowers and them sweeping the material up here. So this is all coming from that crash, a tractor trailer crash around 5:30 this morning. And it's unclear if that tractor trailer crashed into the bridge here at Avon Ferry Road or what exactly happened here. We are working to get more information about what led up to all of this, really this mess that's out here this morning. So on the other end, on the eastbound lanes, that's where the tractor trailer is. The outer layer of that vehicle is completely gone from the crash. And it was, of course, carrying a lot of trash, that debris here scattered across the road. On the other end, traffic is moving at a much slower pace than what we're seeing on our side at this moment. So once we get more information about the driver, the condition of the driver, and what led up to this accident, we will be sure to update you. But we also have crews here on the bridge, on the Avon Ferry Bridge, with a better perspective looking down and possibly a better look at that vehicle. Where we are, we can't really see the vehicle anymore, but we do know a tow truck is on the scene. So the DOT now saying they are expected to have this clear around 11 o'clock this morning. But it all depends, of course, Brian, on how quickly they can get this cleaned up. So I'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks for that live update, Laura. As we take a look at those live pictures, you can see how that traffic is getting by there, but with just a couple of lanes open on that very busy stretch of I-40. As you can imagine, we're seeing some big delays in both directions of 40. We'll talk about that in just a second, but I want to talk about the other roads near I-40 where we're seeing some very heavy backups this morning. Both directions of Tryon Road badly backed up between Lake Wheeler Road out toward the Jones-Franklin Road intersection, according to our live sensors. Dillard Drive also getting caught up in that on the northbound side of Yates Mill Pond Road, heading away from Penny Road out toward Tryon Road. Look out for some delays there. On the northbound side of US 1, very heavy backups beginning around Cary Parkway out through the I-40 interchange, and on the both directions, really, a 440 approaching I-40, we're seeing those heavy delays. Eastbound I-40, you're seeing backups from Carytown Boulevard through the US 1 interchange, and on the westbound side of I-40, our sensors right now still showing those delays of about 50 to 55 minutes, and that's the backup. Not talking about the usual travel time out there. So at least another hour getting stuck in that traffic on the south side of Raleigh. The best alternate route for you to use this morning is going to be 440, even though you're going to run into delays in both directions, really, of 440 because of all the people seeking that as an alternate route this morning, looking at a delay of about 20 minutes from 87 around toward Wade Avenue. And then if you take outbound Wade Avenue this morning, trying to get out to I-40, you're going to run into backups there as well with a report of a crash right around the Blue Ridge Road interchange. On the eastbound side of I-40, leaving the airport and Cary heading back toward Raleigh, we're seeing some backups as well approaching Wade Avenue as we have a report of another crash there on that eastbound side. So rough morning out there. Also seeing some delays building on the outbound side of Wade Avenue inside the Beltline approaching Dixie Trail and Oberlin Road. Another big problem we've been tracking on the west side of Raleigh this morning, this crash that you see at the intersection of Western Boulevard at Gorman Street. Heavy delays now begin around Central Prison through Avon Ferry Road here by the TV station, through the NC State campus, allow plenty of extra time there. Seeing a little bit of an eastbound delay heading away from the Beltline back toward Gorman Street. Quick check of your other major approaches into Raleigh right now. We're seeing about a 7-minute backup coming in from Knightdale on the 87 southbound side and out of Apex and Cary, including those delays approaching the I-40 interchange, about an 8-minute backup.
Fallen officers will be honored today in Cary, including Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd. Law enforcement and families plan to attend a service for Peace Officers Memorial Day. That's today. It also marks more than 2 days now since one of Deputy Byrd's suspected killers escaped a jail in Virginia. The memorial will be at 10 o'clock this morning. Breaking news out of Hollywood. Meantime, thousands of writers are on strike. It's the first time in 15 years this has happened. It went into effect just after midnight. And writers plan to set up picket lines this afternoon. 11,000 film and television writers are on strike after a deal could not be reached with major studios. Issues have risen over pay and compensation as the industry shifts more into streaming. The strike means production of many television shows and movies could stop immediately. First thing experts say we may notice, new episodes of shows like Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon might be put on hold until this strike ends.
And today there will be more discussion on whether to change start times for high school and elementary school students in Wake County. Last month, school leaders asked parents, students, and staff about their opinions on the proposed changes. The survey found most high school parents were in favor of a 9:15 a.m. start time. Elementary school parents prefer keeping the exact start time instead of a 7:25 start time. And after today's review, the school board will talk about the potential next steps. And Wake County Schools will also vote today on a proposed budget for the 2024 school year. Wake County Superintendent proposed a budget that requested more than $650 million from the county. This all comes on the heels of Wake County Manager David Ellis's proposed budget for the 2024 fiscal year to the Wake County Board of Commissioners. The budget proposal totals $1.8 billion and includes significant investments in housing affordability, public safety, and child welfare.
Today, some North Carolina Republicans are trying to advance a move that would ban children from undergoing any medical gender changes, even if they have their parents' consent. House Bill 808, also known as the Youth Health Protection Act. The proposed act would keep doctors from giving puberty blockers or administering any gender transition-related medical care to anyone under age 18. The House Health Committee will discuss the bill this morning at 10 o'clock. Right now, it has the support of 12 GOP lawmakers. North Carolina Republicans have filed six bills affecting transgender youth.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, the Biden administration ending COVID-19 vaccine requirements for all federal employees, contractors, Head Start educators, and healthcare workers. The administration is also ending vaccine requirements for international travelers ahead of the busy summer travel season. The vaccine requirements will end May 11th, which is when the Biden administration is officially declaring an end to the public health emergency that was COVID-19.
All right, thanks, Ken. Coming up, a bit of TV magic could soon be yours. A sneak peek at some of the pieces from iconic TV shows about to hit the auction block. Good morning to you, Sanford. How about this for your start to your Tuesday? Some blue skies. Not a cloud in the sky there. It is looking just beautiful. High is going to be in the 60s today, so it might be a little bit of a light jacket day. A couple people out on the golf course, Elizabeth. A little windy for it right now. We were just talking about that. I was like, it's a gorgeous day for golf, but hold on to your hats.
It is a little breezy, and that breeze is coming out of the west today, and it's going to make it feel cool. We'll see. High temperatures climbing into the low 70s this afternoon, so as we get through the afternoon, it'll start to feel better, except for the fact it is going to be blustery all afternoon. Right now, it is 47 degrees. Our temperatures in the mid-60s at lunchtime, and then we'll climb into the low 70s for highs this afternoon. Blustery, like it was yesterday. We'll see winds out of the west at 10 to 20, but gusting to 30 miles per hour. And tomorrow, same story. Northwest winds, and with that extra northerly component, our temperatures will be cooler tomorrow. So we will see highs in the mid-60s, and with those gusty winds to 30 miles per hour, you might need a jacket all day long. Your trash can wind meter, not too bad. Your lid might blow open today at 30 mile per hour winds. We did have a gust yesterday to 38 miles per hour, but it's not likely to cause any damage. We're not looking at the kind of winds that would typically knock down trees. Why is it so windy? It's because of this low that's sitting up here circulating around the Great Lakes. You can see the white lines here. Those are isobars or lines of equal pressure. And the difference in pressure between a high and a low can cause windy conditions. So we have high pressure system rotating clockwise. That wind rushes around the low pressure system. And the closer the two are together, the bigger the pressure gradient is, and the stronger the winds are. So as that high is fairly close to the low, at least meteorologically, it is creating some windy conditions. And because this low hasn't moved much in the last 48 hours or so, it continues to bring us some windy conditions. But as we get into Thursday, that low finally picks up and starts to move off to the east. 71 today, 70 in Durham. That's Raleigh, then Durham, and then 74 in Fayetteville. We take a look at our forecast for tonight. It's going to be a chilly one. Temperatures will drop down into the low to mid 40s, which will be a little cooler than what we saw this morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, feeling chilly in the mid 60s, but it'll be sunny. So if you're planning to tailgate for the Hurricanes game tomorrow night, again, a little jacket, find a spot in the sun, you'll be fine. At 10 o'clock, 54 degrees. Our normal high is 77, which is typically pretty pleasant, but we will be below that for highs all the way into the weekend. You can see the blue color contours. That's where temperatures are below normal. A good chunk of the country is below normal all the way into the weekend. Of course, the big thing from overnight last night is futurecast. The computer models are showing more rain for Saturday. Instead of that rain staying just to our south, it looks like it's going to spread across most of the viewing area. Of course, we're proud sponsors of the Komen Race for the Cure. And that, along with some other events, could be affected by the showers. So keep checking back if you have Saturday plans, Brian.
8:45 right now, and this has been a rough traffic morning. We still have I-40 lanes blocked on I-40 in both directions right around Avant Ferry Road as we take a look at that live camera out there. The cleanup continues from that crash involving that truck carrying trash. They've made some good progress getting all of that mess cleared up. The truck is about to be towed away, we think, or at least it's loaded up on the tow truck. Still, though, we're going to be running into these delays for quite a while. It's going to take a little while for 40 eastbound and westbound to get back to normal once they get all of those lanes open. Still traffic just getting by on maybe two lanes on either side of that incident. Still seeing some heavy delays on Tryon Road, and it looks like we may have a crash, actually, that has popped up on Tryon Road around Gorman Street in those delays. Jones-Franklin Road also badly backed up. Yates Mill Pond Road. We've been suggesting using 440 as an alternate route, but now those delays on 440 westbound are getting so significant, you might consider just sticking with 40 westbound on the south side of Raleigh. On that westbound side, about a 20-minute delay showing up from 87 out to Wade Avenue right now. And on the eastbound side, seeing pretty smooth traffic at this point. Still looking at backups in both directions of Wade Avenue between I-40 and 440 with a report of a crash right around the Blue Ridge Road area. Still have that crash reported on Western Boulevard at Gorman Street, and just in the past couple of minutes, report of a crash on Gorman Street just north of Western Boulevard, an overturned vehicle there causing some big delays around Wolf Village Way. And just to put a cherry on top of all of this, Peace Street, the railroad bridge there, a truck is stuck under there. That famous bridge right next to the Glenwood Avenue intersection there. We're seeing some backups in both directions of Peace Street as they work to get that scene cleared.
So this is a perfect day for this. Stay on top of breaking traffic issues during your commute by listening to WRL News on your radio. This makes the most sense, right? You listen anytime, 99.3 in Raleigh, 96.5 in Durham, 101.5 HD3 all across the triangle. There is now a lawsuit against the FAA for the recent SpaceX Starship explosion. Several environmental groups filed a federal lawsuit alleging the FAA violated the National Environmental Policy Act by not completing a comprehensive environmental review. Massive rocket kicked out debris for miles before exploding over the Gulf of Mexico last month. Officials say they are now evaluating the impact of that fiery test launch pad that it had on people and wildlife in the area.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, another tough day shaping up on Wall Street. Take a look at the big board this morning in terms of stock futures before the opening bell. All the major indices in red this morning, the Dow off more than 70 points. Investors are waiting to see what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates during its two-day meeting that starts today. Financial experts expect the Feds to raise interest rates for the 10th straight time since last March. If that happens, it will be a 16-year high on benchmarks that are used to set rates for mortgages and credit cards. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Studying wastewater could help health officers learn more about the illegal drugs being used in certain communities. It is part of an ongoing effort to help combat opioid use and deadly overdoses. Jackie Ibanez takes a closer look.
Years after the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, researchers are trying to use the same testing practices that monitored wastewater samples for spikes in the virus to now check for levels of illegal drugs.
One of the great things we learned about COVID-19 is that it's when it's excreted into the wastewater, we're actually able to use concentrations of the virus in the wastewater to determine how much virus is circulating in the community. And we want to know the same thing about what is one of the most important threats to health in our community, which is substances that are causing overdoses like fentanyl.
The process is underway in California's Marin County, where wastewater samples that flow from residences and businesses are sent to a lab in Massachusetts, where researchers are testing for two things.
One is a parent drug, and a parent drug is really just the exact same thing that's been administered. So if someone has injected fentanyl, we're looking for fentanyl. The other thing that we're looking for is a metabolite, and a metabolite is going to tell us that a drug has gone through the body, has been metabolized by normal biological processes for humans, and then is excreted in our urine.
While this is a pilot program, researchers hope the tests will provide them with data on which drugs are being used in certain areas so they can increase funds for prevention and make the opioid overdose reversal drug Narcan more available to at-risk communities.
As Jackie Banez reporting, researchers are also hoping to begin testing for the presence of xylazine, which is a powerful animal tranquilizer that is now being mixed with fentanyl.
A new study finds hair relaxers may have a small effect on women's fertility. Researchers from Boston University found that women who used hair relaxers for more than 10 years and those who used it five times a year had the lowest fertility rates. They believe it's due to the chemicals that are found in the relaxers. A majority of people who used the relaxers were Black or Hispanic.
May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. To kick it off, community leaders will host an Asian American Advocacy Day at the State General Assembly today. The nonpartisan, nonprofit North Carolina Asian Americans Together will hold a news conference at 11 a.m. with AAPI elected officials.
Hundreds of unique items from iconic old school TV shows could soon be yours. Jackie Abanez takes a look at the upcoming event from Heritage Auctions and how many of these one-of-a-kind pieces were saved from winding up in a dumpster.
An upcoming auction is promising fans of classic TV a blast from the past, featuring set pieces, costumes, and props from iconic shows like All in the Family, I Dream of Jeannie, Cheers, and much more.
When TV is done right, it really reflects what's going on in the world and in our own lives.
The items were collected throughout the decades by James Commissar, a comedy writer who spent a lot of time around TV studios.
I started doing this in 1989, and I sort of have to set the scene for what things were like in 1989. None of these pieces had any art market value. They didn't even have any historic value. When a show went off the air, the studios would either sell the props and small things on a folding table in the parking lot to the cast and crew, or they would throw it away.
The collection of roughly 1,000 items features everything from studio cameras to costumes made by fashion designer Bob Mackey and worn by Sonny and Cher, and even Carol Burnett. William Shatner's captain's shirt and other items from Star Trek, the original series, are also included, along with Batman and Robin suits worn by Adam West and Burt Ward.
I just decided these pieces should go back to the fans.
Fans of late night TV can snag these audience chairs from the set of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, with Carson's interview desk, couch, and coffee table also up for grabs.
That was Jackie Abanez reporting. You still have a little time to start saving your pennies. Online bidding began this week, but live bidding goes from June 2nd through the 4th in Dallas, Texas.
That's pretty cool stuff there down memory lane. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.